Radio Golf is set in 1997 in a working-class black neighborhood in Pittsburgh where almost all Wilson's plays are set. The lead character, Harmond Wilkes, is a successful real estate developer turned politician. Trying to rebuild the neighborhood and run for mayor, he finds himself pulled in two directions. From one side, the upwardly mobile individualism embraced by his business partner. From the other, community legacy, represented by two struggling neighborhood residents who oppose the development plan. Wilson makes them into folk heroes, the funniest, wisest, and most poignant man on the stage.
They say you're fixing to build up around here. That makes sense, seeing as how your family is in real estate business. Say you're going to build a supermarket and put in some apartments up on that site on Wilder.
We're going to bring the hill back. We're going to rename it Bedford Hills.
How are you going to bring it back? It's dead. It takes Jesus Christ to bring it back. What you mean is you're going to put something else in this place. Say that. But don't talk about bringing the hill back. The hill just is dead.
But the hero, Harmond Wilkes, is not so fully defined, though the actor Harry Lemix brings charm to the role. The great Tanya Pinkins is wasted in an underwritten caricature of an ambitious wife who can't understand her husband's crisis of conscience.
Everything is lining up and going so good for us.
Why not forget about my campaign? Start your job as soon as you can.
Your campaign? What campaign do you have without me?
I don't know. You always have a plan.
You just better hope you can follow it.
Wilkes faces this crisis of conscience when he looks at the old house that stands on the site of his planned development.
The staircase is made of Brazilian wood and a hand-carved balustrade. You don't see that too often.
That's because people don't like that anymore. All that's listed in the demolition contract, they have salvage rights. That's why we got a good price on the demolition.
You should feel the woodwork. If you run your hand slow over some of the wood, you can make out these carvings. There's faces, lines making letters, an old language. And there's a smell in the air.
That's them mothballs.
No. The air in the house smells sweet like a new day.
Radio Golf is the only one of Wilson's plays that has what you might call a happy ending. Not because everything turns out for the best, but because the hero makes the right choice. It's predictable, and the plot's heavy-handed. Even so, Wilson gives familiar stories mythic dimension. He lifts everyday dialogue into a realm of lyricism and gives this morality play surprising emotional force. Radio Golf is the last play Wilson wrote before his untimely death in 2005. It reprises many of the themes that obsessed Wilson throughout the cycle: the redemptive force of history, the struggle of a son to break free from a domineering father, the assertion of a proud black identity in a hostile world. With Radio Golf, Wilson's great epic comes to a close with a hopeful view of a people looking forward by embracing their past.